Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
blessing, New Year. Everybody say it with me. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Another blessing. Hallelujah. When you open your eyes in the morning, you can say, ooh-wee. Another blessing. Another day God has spared our lives. Welcome to the Turn on the Light podcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are so excited and glad that you have tuned in tonight. Amen. What a great day to be alive. It's already the last day in the month of July. This year is really flying by. Hallelujah. And the word of God says the day is going to be shorter. Amen. So the word of God is being fulfilled every day in our very eyes. Hallelujah. We are so excited that you are here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International that's located in Stockbridge, Georgia.
Yes, Lord.
Where our co-founder is Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, and our senior pastor is Bishop Kevin J. Jones. We are located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. And I'm telling you, God is moving in our midst. Amen. Lord. We are have service Sunday school at 9 a.m. every Sunday morning. You can find us on Elevating Faith. Amen. You go to YouTube, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, and you can enjoy the Word of God. Amen. With us. And we have our service, a full service at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary and also online on YouTube and on our website. So you can enjoy the services with us. Wednesday, we have noonday Bible study. You can call the same number if you're not in the city, if you're not able to get into the sanctuary, you can call the same number that you call right now, and you'll be able to enjoy and share the word of God for noonday Bible study. We're in the book of Acts, the last chapter in the book of Acts, where you will see how God is using Paul in a mighty, mighty way.
Amen.
Amen. And at 7 p.m., we have Bible study again with our Bishop Kevin J. Jones giving us the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
We trust the transition.
Mm-hmm.
Trust the transition. Amen. God is moving, and he's moving us. Amen. We got to trust it and just relax and let God have his will and way in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. We are so thankful to God for this day. This has been a great day. Amen. We have completed summer camp.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 2021. We came through. We made it through. Amen. And we thank God for that. Thank God for all the kids that we are able to touch their lives, and we pray that their lives are going to be different and better because we have come in contact with them and their parents and their family.
Yes.
We thank God for all those who we have been able to interact with and have an encounter with, and we thank God for allowing us to be able to minister to those children and their families.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for our basketball team. We lost two games today. We got one game. We got to go tomorrow. Hopefully we'll win that game on tomorrow. But we thank God for our kids. We pray that they continue to grow and expand in their knowledge of life and the game of basketball. We thank God for we have met a fantastic preacher. Amen. And he's another preaching Guillory. Hallelujah. I thought we only had one preaching Guillory, but we have encountered another preaching Guillory. His name is Elder James Guillory, and we're going to have a word from him tonight. Amen. And I'm excited about what we're going to hear.
Yeah.
Amen. And what God is going to do with him. But before he comes, we have another song that we're going to play. Amen. So you can get your mind, get your heart ready, amen, to hear the word of God tonight. And I know that you're going to enjoy what God's going to use him to say or do tonight. Amen. Because God is using this mighty man of God. And we love God for everything that we have heard before, and we know that God is going to do something great. We're going to find this song right here, and then we're going to have, amen, him to come on after this song.
Amen.
There I was, crying out from the pit of my despair. There you were, in the shadows, holding out your
Right now, we have Elder James Guillory. You are now live on the air, and what we'd like for you to do tonight, thank you so much for being on our broadcast. We are so excited about what God is going to do through you, and we are thankful for God. We want you to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us what city you're from, what church you're from, and who you're related to that we know with the same last name. Amen. Just so we can know about you and we can get into the Word. You are now live on the air, sir.
Amen. Thank you very much for this great opportunity to preach the word of the living God. I thank God for this opportunity. I'm originally from Louisiana, and now I reside in New London, Connecticut, by way of the U.S. Navy. I retired in New London in 2005 from the Navy, and I've lived here about 26 years. I go to Abounding Grace Ministries Church. I'm a member there and youth pastor there, and it's under the leadership of Bishop Clarence Hill, the senior pastor, and Kevin Guillory, Elder Kevin Guillory, is my first cousin. His father and my father were brothers.
Wow.
And so we grew up very close in the family, very close cousins. We're almost like brothers. We can say that. We're like brothers. And as you've seen, we probably favor a little bit.
Yes. Yes.
Right? You've seen us, so we probably look a little bit alike.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it about
Amen.
Me. I want to tell them about Jesus.
All right.
Am I ready to go? Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I'll bring the word the way that God has placed it in my spirit. The thought that I would like to leave with you this evening, it is God's will to thank and praise him in everything. Not in some things, but in everything. My main scripture text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, not something, not a few things, not the things that we choose, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What does it mean to be thankful? It means to have an attitude of appreciation for God, no matter what the situation is. We ought to appreciate God in every situation, every condition, every circumstance. We can find our way praising God no matter what it is. A good attitude creates an atmosphere that God can operate in. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but take courage or be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In the same situation of tribulation, the Bible says we can have peace. The Bible says we can have peace when we're going through circumstances that challenge our faith. It says to have good cheer, be of good cheer, or take courage. Praise God in the midst of your circumstances. Being thankful is a lifestyle. Being thankful is an everyday event. It's not something we just do every once in a while or once a year, but every day we ought to give God the praise. When I woke up this morning, I gave God the praise. When I woke up this morning, I thank God because I was able to put my clothes on by myself. I thank God because I was breathing, I was alive. I was able to praise him and to glorify his name and to thank him for getting up this morning. I was able to eat something. I was able to drive in my vehicle. Things we take for granted, amen. Some people don't have a vehicle.
Yeah.
Some people, they have to take transportation, but God still provides. Amen. Some people are homeless. They don't have a home. But thank God we have a home. We have somewhere where we can that, you know, be rest and come and be relaxed. I just thank God. Amen. Thankful to God. We ought to be thankful for his mercy. For his mercy endures forever. Before Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he prayed and he thanked God. Scripture says, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Being thankful will give you the right attitude while dealing with situations where others may have treated you wrong. Somebody might say, I don't owe anybody anything. Scripture says you do. Scripture says in Romans 13:8, owe no man anything but, on the other side of the but to love one another. For he that loves another hath fulfilled the law. What law are they talking about? The law of love. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Matthew 5:44 says, but I say unto you, love your enemies. You mean I got to love those who I consider an enemy? Bless them that curse you. I got to bless them. Curse me? Do good to them that hate you. You mean I got to do good to people that hate me and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you? Bring them some luck. Bring them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Bless them. you know, and listen, the Bible tells us to love them. It does. You know, we have the saying that you love somebody with a long handle or something to that degree. Love them like you love everybody else. Amen. Because you wouldn't want Jesus to love you with a long spoon. Amen. Give the thanks to God will cause him to multiply your needs and cause miracles in your life. John 6:11 says, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fish as much as they would. He took 2 fish and 5 loaves and fed more than 5,000 men, not counting women and children. If you count the women and children, there's one wife and one child, that's over 15,000 people. But first he gave thanks to God, and then God gave the increase. Somebody, you need to give God the praise. You need to give God the glory. You need to thank God, and then God will give the increase. God multiplied his substance. What was Jesus thanking him for? He was thanking God for making a way out of no way. He was thanking God for being a miracle worker. He was thanking God for working out his present situation. He was thanking God for supplying every one of his needs and every one of the needs of the 5,000 plus. He wasn't complaining. He wasn't looking at God and saying, how am I going to do this, Lord? He wasn't losing his mind and saying, this is impossible. We know what scripture says. What's impossible with man is possible with God. This is too much pressure. He didn't say that. How can I feed 5,000 plus with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread? No. He says, thank you, Lord. I don't care what kind of situation that you are in right now. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what kind of pressure it is, but just give God the thanks and the praise. If you feel bad all the time, this is an indication that you need to start giving God thanks and praise immediately. And once you do this, you will see how God will change your outlook on life. In other words, change your speech. Amen. If you don't like your life, believer, then you need to change your speech. Change what you say. Start speaking to your mountains. Start thanking God for the little things and the big things in your life. Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you, say, that whatsoever, whosoever shall say, that's number two, unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, that's number three, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. That's four times where he says, say in that scripture. God wants us to speak his word. How many people know
what I'm talking
yes.
about. He wants us to speak
yes.
his
yes.
word only.
Speak
Hallelujah.
It.
Romans 12 and 2 says, and be not conformed to this world. Amen. Don't be like the world. The world cannot be like us because the world does not see
Amen.
The way we see. The world does not talk the way we talk. The world is not in covenant with God. Amen. So he says, be not conformed to this world. They're negative. Amen. Don't be negative, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You got to be transformed. If that word is called a metamorphosis. There needs to be a change in our mind. Amen. And when our mind
yes.
begins to change, amen, we'll start talking the right way. We'll start talking covenant talk. We'll start talking like God. Amen. We'll start blessing individuals and start talking about people. Amen. You know why most people feel bad? Most of the time, it's because of their words. It's because of what they say. If you just sit down and begin to record what you say, you'll see a lot of errors in what we say throughout the day. They speak they speak like they're not grateful. They speak like they're not thankful. Ephesians 4 and 29 gives us a warning. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. God doesn't want us to talk about our neighbor. God wants us to lift somebody up. Amen. God wants us to bless them. And anyway, you can't curse what God already blessed anyway. Amen. Psalms 31, 39, and 1 says, I said I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Who is the wicked? The wicked is Satan and his demons. They are waiting to hear you speak. They're waiting on your conversation because death and life is in the power of your tongue. And if you start speaking death out of your mouths, we all, if we do that, we will be giving the enemy a right to torment us with bad thoughts. We give them the right to hang around in our mind and cause confusion in our mind. And we know God is not the author of confusion, but the devil is. God is the author of peace. This is why we can take every opportunity to express thanks to the one that woke us up this morning. This is your opportunity to thank God while you are going through a challenging time in your life. King Solomon thanked God for all that he had to provide for Israel in his prayer of dedication for the temple. David gave thanks to God after winning his battle against the Philistines. He said in 2 Samuel 22, verses 2 through 4, and he said, the Lord is my rock. Somebody ought to be saying that every time you get up in the morning or even in the noonday or the evening time, you ought to say, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. We ought to say that God is our fortress and my deliverer. He's my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. He will protect you from your enemies. There is an enemy out there called Satan, and he's trying to come against us. Amen. Every day he's coming against your mind. If the enemy is not coming against you, you need to check what you're doing. Amen. Paul thanked God for the fellowship of the believers in Philippi. He said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, in everything, not some things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Philippians 4 and 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. When we go to pray to our God, we ought to go with thanksgiving. Why? Because God hears the prayers of the righteous. God hears our prayers. We ought to go because God says that we should have confidence that if he hears our prayers, it will come to pass. We ought to give God thanks when we go with our request. Let it be made known unto God with thanksgiving. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. That's not one person God does not want us to pray for. God wants everybody to go to heaven. God wants everybody on the right side, amen? Even those we don't agree with, we should begin to pray for them. We should begin to praise God for them. We should begin to bless their lives. Acts 16 and 25. Acts 16 here, and I'm going to be closing here. I'm almost done. Paul and Silas could have complained, and you know the story, but they prayed and praised God. They were put in jail, not because they were preaching, but because they were preaching the word of God with a demonstration of the Holy Ghost power. When Paul cast out a spirit of divination from a girl, she was a fortune teller. They couldn't make money off of her. You know, when you're preaching, if you're not preaching power, the enemy won't mess with you. If you're not preaching deliverance, the devil won't mess with you. But when the power begins to manifest from your preaching, amen, when people begin to get saved, amen, and begin to call on the name of Jesus, then this is when the devil comes. They put them in a cold jail cell. They put chains on their wrists. And their ankles. They were separated from their friends and unjustly accused. Then they were beaten, but they did not complain about any of it. Instead, at midnight, they prayed. I don't know how many midnights they were in jail. The Bible just says at midnight. I don't know how many midnights they had prayed. I don't know how many midnights they had sang the songs of Zion. I don't know how many midnights they had called on the name of Jesus. But instead, at midnight, they prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. We have a right to praise God in all things. They had an attitude of praise. They were so caught up in the Lord that they forgot where they were. They forgot about time. They just got lost in their praise. They were not worried about anything or anybody. Jesus was on their minds. Their breakthrough, if you notice, came after their praise, not before. Verse 25 said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Midnight signified that they were on the verge of a new day, which begins a nanosecond after midnight, which is 1/1,000,000th of a second. Somebody may be in a midnight situation, and you are on the verge of a new day. You are on the verge of a change in your life. However, your breakthrough is not going to come until after you give God the praise. And suddenly after their praise, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Somebody needs to give God a praise. Somebody needs to thank God. Somebody needs a breakthrough now. Somebody needs a suddenly and an immediate in their life. Somebody needs God to do something. Somebody needs God to shake the foundations of their situation. In Luke chapter 17, verse 10, the lepers stood afar off and lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God. Save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Not only did he get healed, but he got made whole. You see, praise will take us to wholeness. How many people know what I'm talking about? He praised his way to wholeness. That is what God expects us to do, to thank and praise our way through our situations and conditions, because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers them out of them all. Paul and Silas were thanking God while they were in pain from the beating. They were cold and hungry. They were falsely accused, yet they were thankful to God. Earlier, when Paul had been in prison in Rome, he wrote in Ephesians 5:19-20, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody. We ought to be singing to God. We ought to be glorifying God. We ought to be singing when everything looks bad. We ought to be praising when everything is going wrong. We ought to be glorifying God when things are not working out the way that we thought they would work out. He says, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The lesson here, and I'm done. The lesson here is to do God's will. And that means always giving thanks and praise to God for his blessings, even when it seems as though you are not being blessed. There's never a time, believe me, when you're not blessed. You are blessed the day that you received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You became blessed, amen? You became empowered You became more than a conqueror. Amen. The day that you received Jesus Christ, you became victorious. The day that you received Jesus Christ, you became healed. Because in the salvation package, salvation means healing. Salvation means prosperity. Salvation means nothing missing and nothing broken. Salvation means wholeness. Amen. So it means prosperity as well. So God has given us all things that pertain. He has given us. We're not looking for all things. We're not looking for the blessing. We are blessed. Amen. And the blessing has already been given. The blessing is already inside. He has given us that pertain to life and godliness, your health, your strength, all pertain to life. Amen. And we should continue to give God the thanks and the praise in all things. He says in everything, thank God. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. God bless you. And heaven smile upon you. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I'm done. I don't have to be long. I'm done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awesome
Amen.
Word. Awesome word.
Awesome.
Awesome word, man. We thank God for this word.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says, in all things. I don't mistake it for all things, but in all things, give thanks. Because we know that when we, whatever situation we're in, it's not the end of it. Hallelujah.
No.
Because we win no matter what. And the
That's
Bible
right.
says that for all things work together for the good. If you
That's
are
right.
called according to purpose, again, that's his will. His will is purpose.
That's right. That's his will.
And if you're called according to purpose, according to his
Amen.
Will, then everything you go through is going to be good. Hallelujah.
Thank
all
you,
things
yeah.
don't work for your good. Because God
Thank
will
you,
conform us in the image of his son.
Yeah.
And so
right.
This is an awesome word, man of God. This is an awesome
Amen.
Word
Amen.
That we
God,
can know
God
that
can
no matter
God
if you don't have
God
food right now, God
Come
got
on.
A way. Amen.
Got
to meet
way.
Your need. He will meet your every need. Whatever you don't have tonight, God is able. He is faithful to his word. He would supply your every need, whatever circumstances you're in, God is faithful.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we look at the life of Paul, we would say, man, he had a hard time.
That's
I
right.
mean, he was beaten. He was whipped. But in all things, Paul, he's not just saying this to the church. He experienced it.
That's right.
When he was being
right.
whipped, he was appreciated.
Right.
He said, God, he's doing the will of God. And every time he was taken to jail, he was accused of doing wrong. It was for the
right.
will of God to be done. And so whatever
Amen.
Happened in our lives today, whatever we go through, we have to realize that it's for the will of God to be done. You know,
Amen.
when the man was born blind, and the disciples say, "Well, Jesus, who sinned? That this wise man is born blind." Jesus said, "And nobody sinned." But it's for the will
That's
of
right.
God to be done.
That's right.
And so whatever
That's
circumstances
right.
we're in, God
right.
wants his will to be done. And if
That's
we
right.
ever get that in our spirit to know that it's for the will of God, and
That's
God
right.
is going to be glorified for whatever thing you go through, God is getting the glory out of it. We'll go through
That's
with
right.
smile. We'll go through with rejoicing
right.
because we know
God
that we are
Lord.
Doing what the Lord says. And
Amen.
We, you know, anytime you have a son and he's participating in something, and he might get knocked down playing football or whatever, he's gonna get back up because daddy's watching him, and so he's
That's
gonna
right.
get up and he's gonna try it again. He's gonna go for it. It's the same
Amen.
Way we our daddy is watching us.
He is.
And he wants us to perform to do what he wants us to do. So we,
after,
he said, I'll be lifted up. I'll draw a man
draw
to me. So
right.
we want to make sure that whatever we do, Jesus
right.
is lifted up in our lives. And
That's
God
right.
will get the glory out of whatever circumstances we go through.
Mm-hmm.
That
That's right.
In all things, we give thanks because, not because we're glad we're going through something, no. But it's
That's
the will of God.
That's right.
And the safest place you can be is in the will of
God.
God.
That's right. He wants
Hallelujah.
Us to have a good
If you're in the will of God, everything's going to work out. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Elder Hillary, this is Pastor Ann, and I just want to say that I have thoroughly enjoyed this word from you tonight.
Amen. Amen.
And in everything, Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord. Sometimes
right.
we don't feel like giving thanks unto the Lord.
Come on.
But from hearing this word, we understand even the more, no matter where we find ourselves, we need to give thanks
right.
unto the Lord. And
right.
it prompted me in my spirit that you were saying that there may be people on this broadcast tonight or even at a later date
mm-hmm.
that they
That's
hear
right.
because this broadcast will be in archives
mm-hmm.
and people will be able to listen to this message as time passed on. So it may be today that someone get delivered, or it may be tomorrow, it may be next
Amen.
Year this time
Amen.
When someone listens to this broadcast. But
Amen.
I want to obey what you said about giving
Amen.
God glory,
Amen.
Giving him thanks
Amen.
And giving him praise, because
Amen.
Once we do that, we are turning everything over to the Lord, and now
That's
our
right.
breakthrough is here.
Mm-hmm.
Joy comes
That's
in
right.
the morning.
Yeah.
So right now, all of you
come
out
on.
There in radio
Hallelujah.
Land,
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's just
Hallelujah.
Give God
yeah.
the
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
On tonight. Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord
thank
tonight.
You,
Lord.
We give God
glory.
The
Lord. God.
We give him
Hallelujah.
The praise.
Hallelujah.
We give
thank
him
you.
The honor.
We
bless his
we
name. We glorify
we
him.
You, God.
We
bless
magnify
your holy name,
the
Lord.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God. We thank
you,
Lord God, for salvation, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessing upon our lives,
Lord. And we just bless your holy name.
We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and
you,
your kindness, oh God, towards us, Lord.
In the mighty
oh God, we
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord.
And,
Hallelujah.
And
do what you want to do, Lord God,
Lord.
In our lives, oh God. We submit
Lord.
And humble ourselves
to you,
Lord God. Have mercy upon us today, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We
do
it today.
Hallelujah.
We glorify you today, God.
A word that he brought that cleanses us from filth that's in our lives and so that we can turn from our wicked ways just by hearing a word. So that word encourages me. And, you know, it's funny how we listen to the old folk back in the day that would say things like, when praises go up, blessings come down. But it really do. You know, when we praise God, he still blesses us. You know, there's a scripture in Psalms 100, verses 4 and 5. It says, enter his courts with praise and give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So these words, powerful words that you gave, cuz, I want to bless you in the name of Jesus. I want to continue to encourage you to keep on keeping on. We talk daily, and he always speaking to my life, and he blesses me, and he encouraged me today. When I got home, I talked with him, and he, you know, I was like, man, I'm tired, man, I've been working all day. He said, what you been doing? I said, I've been in the church, and I helped the sister out, and I said, I'm woke out. He said, man, you doing for the kingdom. He said, praise God for that. And that encouraged me. When I got home in the shower, I was tired, I was hot, and I put that water on me, and I began to praise God. And it's funny how God just gave me strength back just by praising. So I just want to encourage my cousin. I appreciate that word and awesome word.
God, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. And, you know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord.
Yes,
our strength.
Yes.
Our strength is how we feel, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. He'll give us strength if we have some joy. And so the only way you can get joy if you be glad.
Yes.
That's right.
In all things, give thanks. If you start to give thanks, if you ever get the attitude of gratitude,
come on.
I mean, you can't be sad at all. If you ever get in the attitude of gratitude, when you begin to thank God and think about how good God has been to you, the old folks say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Not just for what I got, but saving me. That's the ultimate thing that we have. We have eternal life and everlasting life. We have life and more abundance.
Amen.
So we are more victorious. We are more than conquerors because of Jesus Christ. And the thing is that the last part of that verse says, in Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
According to the will of God concerning you, but it's in Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And if we know that we live and we move and have our being because of him, and Paul say, I no longer live, but Christ live in me.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So if Christ is living in me, if we have died to Christ, then a dead man don't feel nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know, you used to feel sad because now you are dead to this world, dead to what the enemy trying to put on you. You are more than a conqueror. No matter what you go through, you are still winning.
Thank you, Lord.
When it looks like the enemy got you surrounded, when it looks like he got his foot on your neck, you are still winning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because this is a fixed fight.
Yeah.
It's a fixed fight. And we already won.
Yeah. We already won.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
We thank God for this word tonight. You want to give any final thing, final words? Anybody else out there want to comment? Just press 1 on your phone. And we'll bring you live to hear what you have to say. If you need a prayer request, you want to give a praise report, press 1 on in your phone. We'll bring you live because we want to hear about the goodness of Jesus also. And if you have a need, you want to go to the throne of grace and where we find victory, amen, for you tonight because God is able. Amen. We had on last Saturday, I remember I was at a game. I was about to go into a game, and I had got a call from some friends of mine in Florida where their son was had an accident where he hit his head, and his brain started to swell, and he was laying on the street, and he was in another city from his hometown, and he was in Delray, Florida, and it is so amazing how God allows somebody to come by. To see him there laying on the ground. But they had a trauma center in Delray. So he was able to go to Delray. They put him in an induced coma. He was there for a while, and I prayed with his mom before my game on Saturday, last week Saturday, prayed with her before I went into the gym, and God woke him up the next day. Hallelujah. They were praying and he would just wake up and be able to breathe on his own. So now he's up, and God is doing a mighty work in him. As the brain swelling went down, so we thank God that he is up and around. I don't know if he's still in the hospital or not, but God has worked a miracle for him. So prayer changes things. And so even in that situation, we can see where a tragedy happened to him. But when we look and see what God did, to have somebody to come by, because it could have been days, it could have been weeks when somebody came by. Mm-hmm. But God sent somebody right by in the right time. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. And he was in the right city where help could come, and he was able to receive help. So tonight, man of God, I want you to give your final word, and then I want you to offer prayer for the people who are listening to this tonight.
Amen.
And people who are listening to this in the future, because all of these broadcasts are archived, and so you can go back, and we're going to tell you later on how you can go back and listen to the broadcast and even send it to your friends and family so they can hear what God spoke with you tonight.
Okay. Amen. Amen. I just thank God. I'm so grateful to God. I'm grateful to God for, you know, just like I said, for waking up, for being alive, for having another day to give God the praise and the thanks. Amen, for the things that he has done. And I'm at a point in my ministry where all I ever wanted was to see somebody saved. And I'm at a point where, I mean, every day I wake up, my goal is to encourage somebody. Every day. Every day my goal is to see somebody get saved. That's my goal. I mean, it should be the goal of every preacher. Amen. But I'm saying a lot of times you get sidetracked in ministry, and I'm saying this for somebody, a lot of times you get sidetracked, and you begin to focus on yourself. And so I'm in a different place. I'm in a different stage in the ministry. And I'm in a place where I believe God wants me. And I just want somebody, I don't know who it is, whoever heard something this tonight, whoever heard it, maybe somebody was encouraged to the point to where they want to change their lives or give their life to Jesus Christ, or somebody's already saved, but they want to go higher in the Lord. And so there's always a place for us to go higher. There's always more room for us to go up in God. Amen. There's always room for us to grow and develop, and to develop our faith in God. And so I just pray that somebody was encouraged to that point, that you know what, that even though I've been in this thing a long time, I see that there's a way I need to improve. There's something I need to improve on. And then some people are depressed with the body of Christ. And the reason why a lot of people are depressed is because they don't use their mouth to bless their life. Amen. The miracle is in our mouth. Amen. The centurion, when he went to see Jesus in Matthew chapter 8, and he said, I'm here for my servant, and because he's grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. He said, no, you don't have to come. He said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And he understood authority. He understood the word of God. He said, I'm in the army. I understand authority. I have men under me. When I say go, they go. And the Bible said Jesus was marveled because he understood the hierarchy of authority. He understood it. He understood the power of the word of God. And he wasn't even in covenant with God. He came on behalf of his servant. Mm-hmm. He was a centurion. Mm-hmm. He wasn't Jewish. So I just pray that somebody would hear the word, and that the word would touch them tonight. That they would access the word tonight with by faith. And that something supernatural would happen in their life. So I'm just gonna pray, if that's okay. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Father, we come to give you glory. We come to honor you. We come to praise you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood, oh God. We thank you for the power of the blood. And, Father, we thank you for giving us a mouth, oh Lord, that we can speak to our mountains. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for giving us the word of God. And we thank you for giving us the name of Jesus. And we thank you for giving us the Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you for the power of the word. And, Father, we thank you for authority.
For the Bible said that you gave us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us in the name of the Lord. The Bible says also, Lord, that when we operate in faith, which pleases you, according to Hebrews 11 and 6, the Bible also says that signs shall follow them that believe, oh God, that something has to happen in our lives when we believe you, Lord, when we speak like you, when we live like you, when we walk like you, in the name of the Lord, something, when we line our words up with your word, something supernatural is going to take place in our life. And so, Father, I encourage the people tonight, oh God, to go higher in the Lord. I encourage the people tonight, Lord, to take the word of God, use it and utilize it every day in their life, in every situation, and pray in all things, oh God. Pray, oh God, change your faith. And even pray, Lord, as we're going through the coronavirus, pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. We need to pray, and we need to put this thing under our feet in the name of Jesus, under the feet of the body of Christ, oh God. We just thank you, Lord. And, Father, we need to pray for the president. Some of us may not agree with the men that are in power, but the Bible says pray for all men, oh God, especially
that's
those
right.
who have rule over you. So we just thank you, Lord, to pray for the government, pray for those, the church leaders, in the name of the Lord, all the pastors that are leading and guiding people, Lord. We pray for them. We pray for all the families, all the saved people all over the world. We pray for those who are homeless. Father, that they get a home. We pray for those who don't have Jesus Christ, that they get saved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you use us, oh God. Use us as instruments of change, agents of change on this earth to help somebody get saved, oh God, because you don't want anybody to die. You said you want all men to repent and none to perish. So, Father, I just give you glory, honor, and praise right now. It is in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, let everybody agree, say amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, man of God. And we pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus. This man of God, we ask you, God, to let your anointing continue to rest in him.
Lord.
Oh, God, stir it up to gift even the more, God, in the name of Jesus.
Right now, Lord.
Anoint him afresh in the name of
Jesus.
God, I thank you for the heart, oh, God, the souls. Thank you for the souls, oh, God, that will come. Young people will come out of far and near. They will come out of games. They will come out of the
crisis.
They will come out of the street, God. And begin to follow this man of God because of the mantle that you place on him, God, for the heart that he has, oh, God, to lead people, oh, God,
to you, God,
not for himself,
to help somebody.
So he wants you to be glorified, God. Thank you right now.
Yes,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
In his life right now.
Right now,
Lord. God, that his ministry would explode, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, dunamis
thank
power,
you, Lord.
God.
See.
In the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, that he would be a lighthouse, a beacon, oh, God, for those youth in his area,
thank
Lord,
you.
God. People on Facebook that see and hear him, oh God, was
drawn
to him, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Expand his ministry even the more, God. Increase his capacity,
oh God,
in the name of Jesus.
Oh God,
and make him as anointed present in the name of Jesus. Oh God, do that now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless his family, Lord God, in the name of that your anointing, that your blood cover him, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that every assignment of the devil is canceled against his life right now. In the name of Jesus, he is more than a conqueror.
Yes.
Hallelujah. According to the word of God, God, he speaks right now.
Jesus' name.
Oh, God, that his life from this day forward, hallelujah, is going to be in another dimension, God. A new level for him right now. In the name of Jesus, God, I speak it through your word, God, in the name of Jesus. You say whatever we ask in your name, it shall be done. We speak it in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for his very life. Thank you for his ministry and everything you do with him. Thank you for everybody who is listening to this broadcast tonight, God. We thank you for their heart even to dial that number, Lord God. We pray that they would receive a great reward from you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
We
put a praise on it.
Have a great night.
God bless you.
All right, Pastor. God bless you.